This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the lead stories are Hurricane Hector. Make your own Netflix. A Florida senator cries wolf on election hacking. And of course, a topic we've talked about in the past, a la carte TV and how it's so not happening. I want to welcome you to episode 1304 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, August 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals every day can be found by GoDaddy at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. That's geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Of course, you can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or just paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohanaware at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners. Of course, a very gracious, warm welcome to all of the Ohana as well. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being subscribed. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for being a fan. Glad to be with you here on this Thursday evening. Of course, many of you are listening to this on Friday or whenever you so chose to listen to it. Those of you that are live with me tonight, thanks, Dan. Thanks so much. And Dan, I know it's about bedtime for many of you, but if you want to hang up and keep you energized, don't worry. Just grab a cup of coffee. But those of you that are brand new to the show, this is your opportunity to get connected and really get aligned with the Ohana. All you got to do is go over to geeknewscentral.com. When you're on the website, you can subscribe to the podcast via Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, on Spotify, and of course, via an RSS feed. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, just click on the more subscribe options. That'll get you linked right in there so that we can get you the instructions on how to subscribe to the show. That's the most important thing you can do as a new listener. Of course, scroll down the site a little bit further. There's a link down there that says newsletter. Get that newsletter, sign up for it. All the newsletter really contains is everything I'm going to talk about during the show today. It comes out in an email form. It's a one-way shot, and there's not a big discussion form or nothing like that. But we definitely want you to get connected and be on the newsletter. Subscribe to the newsletter. That way you'll have that sitting in your inbox for that resource forevermore. Well, as you know, I have set up a few things for the Ohana to stay connected. And it's simple, simple, simple. Either our Mastodon server at geeknews.chat or our Slack channel at geekblog.slack.com. Both of those are places where you can join in and have a conversation with fellow listeners of the show. And of course, if you want to watch the show live at any time, it's live.geeknewscentral.com. The YouTube embeds there. We're always live on Facebook as well when we do the show, starting about 8 p.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, which is 11 o'clock Eastern or 2 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. So you can tune in live at any time. But most importantly, the launching place for the show is geeknewscentral.com. That's a place to go. If you have comments on today's show, you can just reach out to me via Twitter at geeknews, or you can just simply email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. Again, you can join our Slack channel. You can follow on Google Plus or on Facebook. You can watch the show on the Apple TV. We're having a little problem with the Roku app, so we're going to figure out what's going on there. Stitcher is a place to listen, blueberry.com. If you have a smart home device, whether it be an Amazon device, whether it be a Google Home device, whether it be Microsoft Cortana device, all you got to do is say the keyword, play the podcast, Geek News Central. That's going to get you the latest episode in most instances on those smart home devices. Partner shows include The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team here at GNC, The New Media Show with my co-host, Mr. Rob Greenlee, the Podcast Legends Show at podcastlegends.com. This show, of course, is sponsored by our good friends over at GoDaddy, longest continuous running sponsor of a podcast, but we need your help. Running behind. I can tell already. We're 9 days into the month, and we're behind the power curve. I don't know what it is. Have no clue. We've got new audience members coming in. So you new audience members, step up to the plate. geeknesscenter.com/GoDaddy is the place to go to find all your deals, whether it be a 99cent.com. And really, that's can't get any better than that. 30% off their new products and services over there. Of course, you can get $1 a month economy hosting, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year. Both those offers come with a free domain for the first year. $12 get you in there for economy hosting or a managed WordPress hosting site. I like the managed WordPress hosting sites a lot. If you get to check out and it's trying to get you connected for 3 years, just click the period back to one and you'll get the deal. $12 gets you in there, gets you locked in. Business owners, you can get 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. And just as a reminder, just as a simple reminder here, these promo codes and this sponsor keeps myself and this independent writing team employed. You're supporting a small team, a very small team of independent content creators. And again, by using one of my promo codes, you will support the team here at Geekness Central in that effort. I want to thank you for those of you that share these codes with your friends. Of course, being subscribed to the podcast to get all these tech news is really important, of course, as well as your utilization of the codes when you have an opportunity to do so. GoDaddy's helped tens of thousands of my listeners save thousands of dollars each month. And again, these codes are good to go. They don't expire. I think September 1st, though, we're going to have a new lineup of codes. So definitely get over there and check them out. Again, if you haven't done so in a while, if you haven't been on GoDaddy and looked at their product and service lineup, and they've got really everything you need to get online and get started. So geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy is the place to start. Grab the code or click the link. Either way, but make sure it's invoked at the checkout counter. Definitely appreciate GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at GNC. And God willing, a lot longer. All right. So let me just mention several of you, I think, aren't with me no more. The last show where I talked about the slippery slope of censorship, I got two emails that are, frankly, I'm not going to read on the air. And it's probably the first time in many, many years that I'm not going to write or read the emails. They were that, how do we describe it? Foaming at the mouth. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please, please calm down. There are, if you're a psychiatrist and listening to this show, I bet your business is booming. Just me talking about that topic through two of our listeners, and believe it or not, well, they've been, I don't know how long they were listening because I've never had an email from them in the past, but they went off the rails on me. Talking about that topic. And it was visceral. It was a visceral, violent reaction to the commentary from last show. And I thought it was pretty reasonable. But even before those emails came in, I got to thinking about the podcasting space. And I'm going to be, there's going to be a blog post up about this. I'm working on it. And it really talks about the freedom of what we enjoy as podcast content creators. And for those of you listening to podcasts, when this medium started in 2004, when I joined the podcasting scene in October of 2004, and recorded my first two shows and, you know, introducing with AC/DC Back in Black, which, you know, little did I know was not allowed. There was one simple thing that made this whole thing work. And it's real simple syndication. It's the RSS feed. It's the heart of podcasting. And while And again, and just so that we're clear, because some people thought I was defending InfoWars, and I wasn't. I don't know how that could not have come across. But the RSS feed, even though Apple, YouTube, and these other sites removed their programming from their directories and sites, the simple fact that that group has an RSS feed is the simple reason why they're technically still online. And there's still a battle out there to try to get the website removed, the domain revoked. I mean, it goes on. And people are not going to stop. But the simple matter of it is, going back and looking at the podcasting space when we started in 2004, that simple addition of the enclosure to the RSS feed, which allows this whole animal to run, can't be controlled. I own geeknewscentral.com/podcast.xml. That is the URL that has been on my site and basically distributing this show since October of 2004. Sure, we were on a different platform. We had a different publishing system. You know, ultimately went to WordPress, but that RSS feed is mine. And the only way that RSS feed goes down is if I lose my domain name and I can't host my website somewhere. And then even then, probably with a little work, I could probably be back online in short order. So I was at a conference, and I've told this story on the show before. I was at a conference, an OTT conference, where it was right around the time that the smart home, like Roku was kicking off. And I went basically into that event where they had some cable industry folks in there because I thought it would be a cool idea to put podcast on cable television. And I raised my hand and I said, how do I get a bunch of video podcasters on a cable TV? And the guy laughed at me and he said, 10 years and multiple millions of dollars. And you might get a single channel, on some cable television networks in the country. And he mocked me. And I walked away with my tail between my legs because I was, I didn't know. Really didn't know. I was asking an honest question. But that kick in the pants was something that, as I look back upon it, makes me realize that why we've had the power in this space is no one can control podcast. And being one of the early podcasters, having been awarded for my contributions in the podcasting space and running one of the larger podcast hosting companies in the country today, I also realized the power of real simple syndication and the ability for any content creator in China, in Iran, in Afghanistan, in any country in the world that may be repressed, Saudi Arabia, China, where everything is suppressed. The simple fact is that someone with a message can put up on a website almost anywhere in the world an RSS feed and tie that to data that's freely available to be subscribed to and listened to. And no one, literally no one, can stop it. And that was my point. Part of my point on this discussion I had with you last week, or last on Monday, about the power of this medium that you all have been listening to for many, many years. And the simple fact that even though, let's back up. So Apple removed InfoWars from their directory. And it showed me a weakness in the podcasting space that I hadn't thought about in a while. Whatever app you're using today, whether it be the Apple Podcast app or, you know, and there's dozens more of different podcast aggregators out there, 95-96% of them, of those apps, actually power their library via the Apple Podcast Directory and through an API that Apple has opened. So essentially, when Apple made the internal decision to remove InfoWars from their directory, that had a ricochet effect and went into all those other apps. So in essence, all these podcast apps that are out there that are powered, have their listings powered by Apple, they had an editorial decision made for them, whether they liked it or not. To me, that was like, whoa. Because I feel that every company that's in the space should have to make their own decision about what content they allow to have on their network or not. Now, you know, probably all of them would have pulled that content as well based upon what's going on in the space. But it just, it showed me a little bit of weakness in that Apple has basically got control of a large percentage of the ability for people to subscribe to shows. And I think people are just starting to kind of wake up to that. There's a few apps that have their own directory. Blueberry, we have our own directory. And we basically make decisions on content over there on a regular basis when someone sends in a complaint about something that may be on there. So we have to make that internal decision on our own. So I fall back to, you know, we talk at the beginning of the show, and again, I'm sorry I'm spending some time on this, but I'm pretty passionate about it right now, is, you know, I tell you, you can get subscribed via Apple Podcasts. You can get subscribed by on Android. You can subscribe by email, you can subscribe by Google Podcasts or Stitcher, TuneIn. But what we really have here is when I say for you to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, that may be any Apple iOS podcast app. So if Apple ever decides to delist this show, which I don't think they will, but if they ever did, hypothetically, I would just basically disappear across many, many apps. So the RSS feed still today, residing in a prominent place on my website, is still really kind of king. They can't take me off the air, no matter what, because you still can subscribe manually to my show across many podcast apps. So I think that's the power. That's the message I'm trying to share here a little bit, is that we're in a median right now. The podcast media is such that we don't have to, you know, we don't have to worry. No one can squelch our voice. And I think that's very, very exciting. I knew that. I just needed a little, you know, an extreme. The extremes is always where, the extreme cases is where this, where you see the power in this medium. Because if this guy had been on the radio, boom, pulled the plug, he'd have no recourse. He'd be done. On TV, pull the plug, he'd be done. On a cable television network, bing, pull the program slot, he's done. Almost in all instances, the individual's voice could be squelched. On YouTube, have a YouTube channel, boom, you're done. You're out. You're gone. What are you left with? Your.com, your RSS feed, and your ability to reach an audience that wants to listen or watch you. And I think that's where we're at today, in that, and that this media can't be squelched. I think it's good in all instances. We may or may not like some of the content that's out there. People have the right to sue people that say stuff stupid and inflammatory or libel. But people also have a right to be able to listen to what they want to listen to. And no one can stop it because of this beautiful thing called Real Simple Syndication, RSS. The genie's out of the bottle, ladies and gentlemen. It cannot be put back in. Okay, so let me go ahead and get into, did I have anything else? Let me look. Almost forgot. Got a listener suggestion. This came from Sam out in Albuquerque. We talked about insider donations. I'm back on the kick to promote folks to do donations for the insider program. And I think that, you know, as an example here, Nigel's come in at $25 a month. And then I've had a few more that have come in too. Recently we got Dale's in at $25 a month. And then we've got, some smaller donations that come in. We've got Andrew who's in at $5. You know, these have come in just in the past day or so. So, and I was talking about the insider program, which is at geeknesscentral.com/insider. And Sam basically suggested to me that I consider doing micropayments. He said, if we can get 10,000 of the Ohana or even 5,000 of the Ohana to donate just 50 cents a month, you know, that puts us a long ways down the road. If you think about that, just 50 cents a month, is affordable by, I think, just about everyone. But the only kind of the issue with that is, Sam, is that the transaction fee at PayPal would eat that. This is real small payments. You take a little bigger hit percentage-wise on those. So we'd have to think about that a little bit. But I'd love to hear you guys' feedback. You know, if we could get 5,000, if we could 20,000 people to do 50 cents a month, wow. I mean, that would really move the needle a lot and really kind of put insurance in the bank for the show's longevity. But anyway, I think that it's an interesting concept. Love to hear you guys' thoughts on that. And those of you that aren't contributing, even at the $2 level, which is 6.7 cents a day, you know, what do you guys think about this 50 cents micropayment? You know, the thing is, are you guys going to set up if you're going to set up a 50 cent micropayment, wouldn't you set up a $2 one? Am I worth $2 a month? Oh, so who knows? Maybe not. All right. Bada bing, bada boom. Let's talk about Hurricane Hector. This thing's monster show. Monster Hurricane. And it's passing south of the island of Hawaii. I'm on the island of Oahu. So it's moving south. Humidity is through the roof. I'm sitting here with the sweat dripping down my back. I've got the fan on. The humidity is at all-time highs here in Honolulu. But we're looking forward to this thing moving on and bringing back trades, and we're getting some rain. It's good. But we got lucky on this one. We really, really did. And having it gone south of the Big Island, the Big Island of Hawaii. And again, there's they dropped the hurricane storm warning and all that stuff. And they feel that we're going to have winds like maybe 40 miles per hour or something like that at the max on the Big Island, probably much, much less here in Oahu. So it's been many, many years, excuse me, since the island of Oahu has been hit by a hurricane. Thank goodness. The Big Island seems to get whacked and Maui seems to get whacked once in a while, but our positioning a little bit in the chain has shielded us a little bit, but just a matter of time here, but we've gotten pretty lucky. All right, moving into the tech stuff. Given the amount of content on Netflix, what do you do with all the DVDs, your old DVDs that you're ripping? You know, if you've got an extensive library of locally saved, you know, series, movies, what do you do? So, do you know you can make your own private Netflix? It's something called Kodi. This is kind of cool. You can use Google Drive, OneDrive, or Dropbox in conjunction with Kodi to make your own private Netflix. Now, again, don't download TV shows illegally. This should be for content you already own. But what you're going to need here, you can either use the cloud storage provider's desktop apps and point your Kodi library at a sync folder, or you can use the company's official Kodi plugin. First, you can download and install Kodi. It's available for all major operating systems. The app is also available on most streaming boxes. You might even decide to buy a dedicated Kodi box. And it just goes through on how to set this up. You can use a desktop app. I've got a little external mini computer. You guys have talked about that in the show here. But this is it's a pretty slick little thing. It's got a nice little interface and everything else. So you're definitely going to want to check Kodi out. Kodi is the name of it. And I think that I would prefer to have everything tied to basically a drive here in the house, but you don't have to do that. Google Drive gives you 15 gigs free. OneDrive gives you 5 gigs. Dropbox gives you 2 gigs. You can use up a lot of that in a hurry, though. But anyway, so it's a pretty little slick little application. So I have the link up in the show notes for you to check that out. It's from the folks over at MakeUseOf.com. All right, a Florida senator making some very public proclamations about the Florida's election being hacked. Except Department of Homeland Security says there's no problem. Election officials in Florida say they have zero information, but this was being spouted by Florida Senator Bill Nelson. I'm not following what's going on in Florida. Did he not get renominated? Did he lose his primary? But he raised alarms saying that Russian hackers have penetrated voter registration databases in his state. But again, the Florida election officials and U.S. Department of Homeland Security say that despite what the Democrat Senator Bill Nelson said, and I'm sorry, I should have left his political affiliation out, said they were not aware of any breaches. While we are aware of Senator Nelson's recent statements, we have not seen any new compromises by Russian actors of election infrastructure. Sarah Sendek, a DHS spokesman, said in a statement, they said we don't need to wait for a specific threat to be ready. DHS and Florida state and county officials have partnered on a number of initiatives to secure their election systems. So if DHS doesn't know, makes you wonder. So we will watch what happens here over these primaries going on. But let's be frank. Every time someone says something like this, they cry and wolf. People lose faith in the viability of the election system here. We all know that it's susceptible, right? But when people are out here making comments like this, it makes you wonder, right? Can you trust the election results? Do you trust your election results? I got to do my civic duty tomorrow, or actually I got to get it in the mail. I'll vote after the show tonight. I've got my absentee ballot right here in my hot little hands. And tomorrow's the day. I got to get in there in the mail tomorrow. My kids have theirs too. And I said, do you guys got your stuff? Just fill out your ballot. I know who I'm voting for. So, but do you guys trust your election system? Do you guys trust the results? So, hey, Rick, how you doing? You're up late. Thanks for joining on Facebook Live. Appreciate it. What do you think about him crying wolf? Or was he crying wolf? Or does he know something the state doesn't know? Therein lies the question, right? All right, for many, many, many years, moving on here, for many, many years, we've talked about on this show how we all would just love to have a la carte TV. You guys know I'm not a sports guy. Could care less about sports channels. You know, I've got ESPN as a client with my company, but I'm not basically a consumer of their content. I'm just living in Hawaii. I'm kind of, you know, maybe someone told me today football season was starting. I was like, okay. And they were all excited. And they're like, I got to get home and watch the game, some Green Bay game or something like that. And it's just like, okay, whatever. And I'm thinking, my God, it's football season already. And give me a break. But we've all talked about doing this a la carte, right? And, but at this point, with all the consolidation that's going to happen, it's probably never going to happen. If you think about Disney, Disney has ABC, ESPN, Freeform, and across all the Disney channels. Fox owns the main broadcast channel for Fox News, FX, National Geographic, and a slew of regional sports networks. CBS owns Showtime and CBS Sports. Comcast owns NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, Bravo, Sci-Fi, Telemundo, USA, and Chiller. Time Warner, now an AT&T company, owns HBO, Cinemax, TNT, TBS, TCM, CNN, and True TV. A&E has History, Lifetime, Crime Investigation Network, and FYI, and is jointly owned by Disney and Hearst. So again, Disney owns a piece of A&E. AMC Network owns IFC and BBC America. How's that? How do they own BBC America in addition to AMC channel? Viacom owns the Comedy Central, Nickelodeon, BET, VH1, and MTV. Discovery owns TLC, Investigation, Discovery, and Science Channel. And if you look at Scripps, Scripps owns HDTV, Food Network, DIY, Cooking Channel, and Travel Channel. So you've got 10 entities that essentially own a large majority of what you guys pay. Those of you that are still connected, pay your provider. They're not going to unbundle. They're not going to unbundle the Food Network as a standalone. Disney's not going to unbundle ABC as a standalone from ESPN. Time Warner is not going to unbundle HBO from TNT or for TBS. It's just not going to happen. So this a la carte dream we all have, it's probably never going to happen, at least not in the near future. Am I wrong or am I right? Is that going to happen at this? Do you think a la carte is still a potential? I think if enough people cut the cords, maybe we can make that happen. But I don't know. I really, really don't. You have a problem falling asleep? Well, the folks over at Lifehacker have the best sounds to put you to sleep. This is according to Reddit. And it's a list of different tracks of music and noises and sounds. So, I have the link up in the show notes for you. For a while, I went on a kick of basically telling my smart home device, the Alexa device, to play a jazz channel for about 15 minutes. I would say, beep, beep, play jazz. And then I would basically set a timer so it would stop. And for probably 6 months, that was what I was going to sleep to. But now, I just think I just face plant. You know, I think I fall asleep in about 30 seconds usually. Rarely do I get insomnia. And when I do, it's usually pretty short-lived. I put in enough hours, I think my body just says disconnect. But what do you listen to go to sleep? Geeknews@gmail.com. Or you've got an older model car, late model car. I know many folks do. My mom's driving a late model van. We got hand-me-down vehicles that go on in families. You got a car that's 20 years old that doesn't have Bluetooth in it. You know, we've all got those, right? A lot of people do. And maybe you've got a car that you just bought, like the base model, or, you know, it came with the type of seats that you need to immediately buy car seat covers, because if you don't, within 6 months, the seats are going to be busting up, right? We've all been there. So if you don't have Bluetooth in your vehicle, it kind of sucks. And there's different ways to get connected. But did you know there's a Bluetooth adapter with an FM transmitter? I probably knew this, but I forgot. So these are kind of, they're kind of dorky, but there's some cool products out there now that that really don't have to make your dash look ugly. So I have a link up in the show notes on this and some of the stuff that you can buy today that that makes it real nice to get Bluetooth, get that functionality coming out of that that smoking hot car stereo system you have. Because we don't want you to listen to AM, FM. We don't listen to them. We want you to listen to podcasts in that older model car, rocking with the cool kids and content. There's an article on BBC talking about a Taiwan man who has a bicycle rigged with 11 phones and he uses them to all play Pokemon Go. Hey, Niantic, I wonder if what you think about this guy's, is he abusing the terms of service by having 11 separate Pokemon Go accounts? If this guy, you know, just everyone, he's like a famous dude, everyone thinks it's cool. You know, and he says it's helping him fight off Alzheimer's, but he's actually playing 11 phones, all right? And this grandfather's become a celebrity, but if he had 11 phones playing Ingress, this guy would have been vilified and probably run over by an Ingress player. So it just shows you the difference between an Ingress player and a Pokemon Go player. He currently spends $1,300 a month on his cell phones. Yeah. It's a lot. All right, are you a Verizon Unlimited customer? Well, if you are, Apple Music comes free for 6 months. If you have that, you can apply to get a free 6 months of Apple Music if you have Verizon Unlimited. In a very interesting story, a Chinese robocall system is basically hit a U.S. weather office. And what it did, at the U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, they had a scam that hit their call system. And basically, it was able to deliver audio recordings that somehow got rebroadcast into the public PA system at NOAA. Our IT team in the building worked with the phone vendor immediately to prevent all outside telephone numbers from accessing the building's PA system. To prevent this from occurring again, said a spokesman from the U.S. National Weather Service. There must be some, they must have a system where you put in a certain code and it kicks you into the PA system. But that's kind of funny. It really, really is. Yeah. You wonder what else automated phone systems are allowing Chinese hackers to do. Amazon has launched a keyword auto SDK. Yes, an Alexa auto SDK to bring its voice assistant to more cars. So it's now available on GitHub and includes all the core functions like streaming media, smart home controls, weather reports, and support for Amazon's smart home assistant, giving you tens of thousands of third-party skills. The source code and functional libraries are in C++ and Java. In addition, Amazon is offering a variety of sample apps, build scripts, and documentation supporting Android and QNX operating systems. So they want this to get expanded into the cars. They want car devs to put, did I say it? Alexa in your dashboard. Google, in the rollout of Android P, has rolled out what they're calling the Digital Well-Being app. And I thought, oh, what's this? Is this for health and fitness? No, not exactly. The Digital Well-Being features provides a dashboard through which users can keep an eye on their app usage. It also has an app timer, which can be used to limit the time that the user spends on a particular app. Aha, I think that's cool to be able to see exactly what you've been using. I know some apps are out there that do that. I know some functionality in some phones already exist, but pretty cool stuff. Where are we at on time? Okay, I'm good. Uber Eats has removed its flat to delivery fees. I don't know if you've ever ordered anything and had it delivered by Uber Eats. I know a buddy of mine who actually is a cab driver. He started doing Uber in between his normal cab rides to deliver food. He delivers McDonald's and all kinds of stuff. He kind of likes it because he says, I'll go to, run to a fast food restaurant, pick up an order, and then I'll roll out to where it's going to be delivered and no one's there. And so he gets to keep the food when it's not delivered and eats it. So, this might be a solution for, if you know someone that's hungry, set themselves up to be an Uber Eats driver. Maybe, one out of 10 deliveries, you get a free meal. I'm sorry, that was insensitive. All right, New York City votes to cap Uber and Lyft cars. In a setback for ride-sharing services, the New York City Council has voted in favor of a cap on the number of for-hire delivery and transportation vehicles that can ply on the streets of the Big Apple. The council has voted to stop the issuance of new for-hire vehicle licenses for a year as it closely gauges the booming industry. The vote means that Uber and Lyft can't add more cars to their platforms for 1 year, but they could still be granted licenses for wheelchair accessible vehicles. It's also possible for New York City's Taxi and Limousine Commission to issue licenses in certain neighborhoods where there aren't a lot of for-hire vehicles. The bill is due to be signed by New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has previously expressed his support for the cap. Of course, they don't want anybody using Lyft and Uber in New York. They want to support those million-dollar medallions on those vehicles there, which have plummeted in price. Did you know that the medallions went from $1 million and could have been financed 10 years ago? Now, banks are refusing to finance medallions on taxi vehicles. And they have to be paid for in cash. Dun, dun, dun. That's how disruptive Uber and Lyft has been. Hey, Google's launched Cameos, a video Q&A app aimed at celebs and public figures. I guess basically you can answer questions that people are asking about you on the internet. So I'm going to definitely check this out. Not that I get a lot of questions, but it might be a cool little app to check out. I don't consider myself a celebrity, but I'm a celebrity in my own mind, I guess. So, Cameos is a new app. I'm scratching my head about a little bit. Vice President Mike Pence has detailed a plan to establish a space force. Now, this was talked about by the president before, and I kind of thought that was maybe one of those, he's talking out of the side of his mouth type things, but no. In a Pentagon speech, he laid out a proposal to form a U.S. Space Command that would focus on defending space. White House officials aim to establish Space Command by the end of the year and have a 4-star general in place to lead it. Except Congress has not given the green light for this, because this would be the 6th branch of the military, and there has to be funding put in place for it. So we do have... the space stuff is not necessarily... It's mostly... I guess offensive, the non-air breathers that the satellites that the government puts up there now, I guess are mostly offensive, and I guess they're talking about defensive. It's interesting. I don't know. I don't have to think about this. I'd like to see the whole vision document. All right. The Galaxy Note 9, about $1,000, folks. Samsung is ending its Galaxy Note line. And this is specific because almost every smartphone on the planet is larger than the original Note. Funnily enough, though, the first Note, a mere 5.3-inch touchscreen, is a minnow by today's standards. Galaxy Note 9 unveiled today measures 6.4 inches. And so it's a monster. It's a big, big, big device. Link will be in the show notes. Cinemark CEO. We don't have any Cinemark movie theaters here in Hawaii. Credits MoviePass for the movie club's growing success. So a lot of people are switching to that. Movie club costs $9 a month, currently around the same price as movie price, and entitles you to watch one free movie in Cinemark theaters, money off snacks, waived online fees, and guest ticket bonuses. So it's only one movie, though. But they got 350,000 people signed up for it each month. There's a discount right now on a VPN that I've been using for a while. It's called Proton VPN. It's currently 66% off. You can get 2 years of service for $72.99. I do like the performance of Proton VPN. It is one that I've been using. I have good luck with, primarily when I'm traveling. I'm using this now. But Proton VPN 10 is the discount code. Details are in the show notes. There's a new app out there that will track your online orders and deliveries using, again, a single app. It's called Arrive is the name of the app. Basically, it scans your email to look at shipping information that's come in from FedEx or UPS or stuff from Amazon. And this is how it kind of tracks your parcel. Another one out there is called, for Android users, called Parcel Track. It's relatively the same. Be aware of the privacy disclosures on these because it's definitely looking within your emails to find orders that are being shipped to you, okay? It's being reported at WhatsApp. Of course, I'm even using WhatsApp now. Let me take a shot of water here. WhatsApp messages and usernames can be faked. I didn't say what app. I said WhatsApp. Previously delivered WhatsApp messages can be tweaked. And Checkpoint Software Technology found that hackers can create an altered version of the WhatsApp app and change a quoted message, one that is being replied to. Hackers could change the content of the sender as well. So this is kind of scary. In a statement, WhatsApp compared the ability to change quoted messages to the ability to alter an email. It also defend the security of WhatsApp end-to-end encryption. But as the folks said, this claim has nothing to do with security of end-to-end encryption, which ensures only the sender recipient can read the message. We ban accounts that attempt to modify WhatsApp to engage in spammy behavior, but people are finding ways around some of this. So if you use WhatsApp and you see something that looks a little out of norm with the person sending you a message, just be aware that hackers can change it. American Express now lets you freeze your credit card. And that doesn't mean putting in a bowl of water and putting it in the freezer. Rather than rushing to cancel your credit card after briefly losing it in the cushions of your sister's couch, Amex is letting you temporarily, matter of fact, I'm looking for something here on my desk. It's not here. I misplaced a credit card. I had to call the bank. You can freeze and unfreeze your card via an online account. No one can use the card to purchase anything while it's frozen. So I'm going to need this freeze feature. I thought I had it sitting here. Oh, my God. So if you've left your card at a restaurant or bar you went to the night before, it can also help you prevent further fraud. If a cardholder spots a fraudulent transaction on his or her credit card statement, they receive a notice of a purchase they don't recognize. They get a text email alert about fraud. So anywhere, this is something Amex is doing. Funny how articles trigger something. What happened, folks, was I opened up my wallet this afternoon to pay for something, and my United Airlines card from Chase was not in my wallet, and I swore I used it here in the office online, but I don't see it here. So where did I leave? Well, I'm going to have to get online, see if one's been helping themselves. Xfinity, August 2018, security vulnerability, everything you need to know. Well, 26.5 million subscribers had their information exposed and accessible to even novice hackers. And, but basically attackers were able to obtain customers' full addresses using Comcast in-home authentication system. So, pretty big deal here. They also were, looks like able to get some information on social security numbers as well. So, they should be informing you if they haven't already. What do you guys think about one charger for all smartphones? How many of you got all these bricks laying around with four or five people in my house all having cell phones and people changing stuff from time to time? We've got more chargers and we never throw any of them out. I think I got a charger from like 10 years ago. It's in, you know, it's in a, like in a bag or something. It's ridiculous. But I know many of us do this, but how would you like one charger? One for all cell phones. Well, they're pushing for this in the EU, and they're pretty dissatisfied with the progress to standardize on chargers. Apple, of course, is an outlier there as well. So I know I should like just to see one charger. It'd be nice. Or did you guys know that there is a Microsoft Excel Word champion? Did you know that exactly existed? Well, there's a 15-year-old who's been crowned the Microsoft Excel World Champion. They have a contest. They went up to $7,000. This is crazy. So it's people from all over the world participate. Students between ages 13 and 22 spend months, sometimes years, preparing for the championship. This year, 760,000 candidates from around the world entered the competition in hopes of earning the world champion. In the final round, 152 students from 51 countries competed from July 29th through August 1st. And Kevin, and this individual that won this, is the second American in a row to earn first place. They have some different categories as well, but and they give the same prize up to seven people, and they had folks from all over the world won. So he said, "Ah, maybe next year I'll focus on PowerPoint." Oh my gosh! And Microsoft Excel World Champion. Today's Google Doodle celebrates a Native American engineer who helped send us to space. Mary Golda Ross, the first known female Native American engineer, born today in 1917. She was the great-great-granddaughter of John Ross, the longest-serving chief of the Cherokee Nation. She went to be the only woman, aside from the secretary, on a top-secret 40-person team that helped send people to space. Ross worked as a teacher at a Native American boarding school before pursuing a master's degree in math at Colorado State College of Education during World War II. Ross joined Lockheed Aircraft Corporation to engineer fighter planes. Afterwards, she earned a certification in aeronautical engineering from UCLA. And then she worked with the Lockheed Skunk Works, doing all kinds of cool stuff like the Poseidon missile and so forth. She says, "I was a pencil pusher doing a lot of research. My state-of-the-art tool was a slide rule and a Phridian computer, where we were taking the theoretical and making it real." She died in 2008, but was honored today on Google Doodles. Very, very cool. Okay. What is this? I missed this. Oh, this is funny. Time to party like it's 2005. Palm is coming back. Of all the intellectual property rights on which our future prosperity depends, perhaps a trademark that are most undervalued, the deep emotional power of a brand endures long after its parent has expired. Palm. Yes, remember Palm? Two filings made with regulatory authorities in the U.S. confirm that the brand licensed by Chinese giant TCL in 2015 will appear on an Android device very soon. A device named the PVG-100 has been certified for use with a tagline designed by Palm. In San Francisco. And if you have no idea what a palm is, let me show you what a palm looked like. For those of you watching, you can see what a palm looked like. Yes. Very fancy, from 2003. The Trio 600. It was the first all singing, all dancing smartphone. Oh my gosh. So Palm is coming back. A little trivia there. Today, Tribune Media announced it's no longer interested in acquiring Sinclair in a $3.9 billion takeover. Furthermore, the company's filing a lawsuit against Sinclair for breach of contract. Well, that one didn't go very good. They couldn't get the deal wrapped up. Now they're going to sue them for damages. The most ridiculous thing I think I've seen today, Google Maps could be getting customizable car navigation icons. Do we really need car navigation icons on Google Maps? You've got to be kidding me. Come on. This is news? this is exciting. Done. Move on. All right. The next one, though, I might be able to use myself. There's a new Panasonic device that sucks up your shoe smells if you have 5 hours. Panasonic announced today will be launching a new, what's called a shoe deodorizer. It's called the MSDS 100. It uses Zany Nano E technology. You simply plug it in, place the bottom nodes into your shoes, kind of like putting a party hat on top of your sneakers, MSD 100, and then blast highly charged ions into the shoes. Now, I'm going to tell you, I guarantee you this is going to be a product that's going to sell very, very well in Japan. It's $180 on Amazon, though. But they're only making 1,000 of these each month, so if you want it, you may want to go get one real quick. Yeah. In my house, tennis shoes get washed. You know, you can wash shoes, specifically tennis shoes. Yeah. You know, you can put a little bit of soap in them and put water in them and actually wash and scrub them. You know, you can do that, right? I'm surprised how many people don't know. Of course, you don't want to wash leather shoes, but for tennis shoes, my God, your feet are in them all day and you sweat and you stink when you're at the gym. You don't think a little water is going to hurt? How many of you have ever washed shoes? Wash my shoes once a month, whether they need it or not. 8 texting and walking fails. Don't become the next victim. Poles, obviously, texting and shopping and walking into water fountains, running into signs, you know, walking to places where you actually end up getting trapped, walking off walls and falling to your death, yes. Or hearing sirens from emergency vehicles. Yes, you may get blasted by a fire truck. Or walk into holes that are open along sidewalks. Yes. I've got videos for all these. The link will be up in the show notes. They're quite entertaining. 8 ways to hurt yourself and guarantee yourself a trip to the hospital. All right, we're going to wrap the show up. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Definitely consider becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Definitely consider supporting my sponsor at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Share my code, share my link to my site, link to it from your Twitter, from your Facebook. I'm going to have some new codes coming next month, so get these while you can. Help a brother out here. Let's keep the ball rolling. It is what it is. Definitely consider becoming an insider at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Let me know what you think about these micropayments. Do you think that's going to work? If you contribute 50 cents a month, I think you'd contribute $2, weren't you? All right, everyone. Thanks for being here. I'll be back with you on Monday. Same time, same craziness. And another episode is in the can. We'll see you next time. Take care. Those of you that were on Facebook and YouTube, thanks for being here. Rick and Dan and everyone that stayed late. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.